Title: Switch Up in Ableton Live 12, Swing It with an Automation First Workflow for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Beginner. Alright, let's build a proper jungle style switch up in Ableton Live 12. Beginner friendly, but with the kind of movement that actually feels authentic. We're not changing tempo. We're not adding a million drums. We're changing the pocket. Twing, tiny timing shifts, tone changes, and a couple of obvious DJ style moments. By the end, you'll have a 32-bar arrangement with a main rolling groove, an 8-bar switch up, and a clean snap back into the drop. And the big mindset today is automation first. We design the switch up while the loop is still small, so it doesn't feel pasted in later. Let's start. First, set your tempo to somewhere between 165 and 170 BPM. Classic jungle and old school DNB just sits right there. Now create 4 tracks. One MIDI track called Drums, one shot, and put a drum rack on it. One audio track called Break for your breakbeat loop. One MIDI track called Bass, even if we keep it super simple today. And one track called Effects or Throws. That can be audio or MIDI. It's just a utility lane for transition stuff. Set your loop brace to 8 bars for now. That's our sketchpad. We'll expand to 32 bars once the groove is working. Now step 1. Core beat, kick and snare. This is your anchor, and in DNB the snare is basically the law. On the drum rack, put a tight kick on C1 and a classic snare on D1. Program a 1-bar pattern. Kick on beat 1. Add a supporting kick around 1.3 or 1.4, if you want that extra push. Taste call. Snare on beat 2 and beat 4. Keep that steady, duplicate that to 2 bars, and occasionally add one extra kick just before the snare. Don't overthink it. You're aiming for roll, not a drum solo. Quick mix chain. Stock devices, keep it simple. Add drum bus on the drum rack track. Drive somewhere like 5 to 15. Crunch low, like 0 to 10. Subtle. Boom around 20 to 40. But be careful. Don't swap your sub or fake loudness. Then EQ 8, high pass around 25 to 35 HC, just cleaning the unusable rumble. If it's boxy, do a small dip around 250 to 400. Then glue compressor, light, attack 3 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2:1. You're aiming for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Just a little togetherness. Cool. Step 2, hats, and this is where the swing lives. Old school swing is not turn groove on everything. It's about applying it in the right places. Program closed hats in 1/8 notes. Then add a few 1/16 hats leading into the snares, especially right before beat 2 and beat 4. Those little pickups are where the shuffle can really talk. Now open the groove pool. On Windows it's Ctrl+Alt+G, on Mac it's Cmd+Alt+G. Drag in a groove like MPC 16 swing 57 to 63. That range is a sweet spot for jungle style bounce. Here's the key move. Apply groove mostly to hats and ghosty stuff. Not your main snare. If you groove the snare too hard, the backbeat starts wobbling, and it stops feeling like DNB. In the clip groove settings for your hat clip, try timing at about 45-65% depending on how swung you want the switch up later. Random around 5-15% for human feel. Velocity around 10-25% so it breathes. Bass stays at 16. Listen. If your head nod feels better, you're winning. If it feels sloppy, back it off. Jungle is loose, but it's not falling over. Step 3. Layer our breakbeat for texture. This is where it gets that classic jungle grit. Drop a break loop onto the break audio track. Amen style. Funky drummer style. Whatever you've got. Turn warp on if it's not already. And set warp mode to beats for tight slicing. Preserve transients. If it gets too choppy, reduce transient sensitivity a bit. Now, important, high pass the break so it's texture, not your whole drum mix. Put EQ8 on the break track and high pass around 120 to 200 HC. You can go higher if your kick and snare are already thick. Add auto filter on the break. Set it to LP24, resonance around 0.8 to 1.4. Then add saturator, drive about 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. We're not trying to destroy it, we're trying to make it feel printed, like it belongs. Now step 4. Arrangement and locators. Switch to arrangement view. We're building a 32-bar idea. Lay it out like this. Bars 1 through 9. Main groove. That's 8 bars. Bars 9 through 17. Switch up. Also 8 bars. Bars 17 through 33. Return and variation. 16 bars. Drop locators. Main at bar 1. Switch up at bar 9. Back to drop at bar 17. Think like a DJ for a second. Your job is tension and release. You're not just writing patterns, you're guiding energy. Now step 5, the switch up. We're going to automate 4 things during bars 9 to 17. Just 4. This is where beginners level up fast. Pure moves, but obvious ones. First, automation category. Groove feel. You have two beginner safe options. Option 1. Duplicate your hat clip for the switch up. In the switch up hat clip, increase the groove intensity. For example, timing from 45% up to 65%, random from 8 up to 12. That alone can change the pocket without changing the beat. Option 2. Do a tiny delay smear for a late hat vibe. Put delay or echo on the hats, or on a hat group. Set time to 1/32 or 1/16. Feedback at 0. Then automate dry slash wet from 0% up to maybe 8 to 15% only during the switch up. Keep it subtle. You're not making a delay effect. You're making timing feel. Second automation category, break tone or pitch flip. This is an old school classic. The break changes color, and suddenly it's a new chapter. Simplest move, automate the auto filter cutoff on the break track. In the main section, maybe the filter is open, like 8 to 12 kHz. During the switch up, pull it down to 1 to 3 kHz so it gets darker. Then reopen it as you approach bar 17. If you want another flavor, you can use frequency shifter in frequency mode, ring off, and automate a subtle shift like 0 to plus 50 hz for brighter, or 0 to minus 40 hz for darker. But for today, filter automation is the cleanest. Third automation category, space throws. This is the DJ moment. Create two return tracks. Return A is reverb throw. Put hybrid reverb on it, hall or plate vibe. Decay 2.5 to 5 seconds. Pre-delay 15 to 30 milliseconds, and high cut around 6 to 10 kHz so it doesn't get harsh. Return B is delay throw. Put echo on it. Time 1/8 or 1/4. Feedback around 20 to 35%. Filter it. High pass around 200 to 400, low pass around 5 to 8k. Now automate one or two obvious throw events. A classic one. On the last snare before the switch up, spike the snare send to the reverb throw. Like 0 up to 15 or 25%. Then back down immediately, and near the end of the switch up, around bar 16, automate the break send to echo from 0 up to 10 or 20% so it washes into the return. Teacher tip, put an EQ aid after the reverb on the return, high pass 250 to 500 hz. That lets you throw harder without turning the whole mix to fog. Fourth automation category, energy control with low end. This is huge in DNB. Contrast equals impact on your drum group, or at least on your drums bus. Put an auto filter or EQ aid and automate a slight high pass rise during the switch up. For example, high pass from 25 hz up to 45 or 60 hz. Then at bar 17, snap it back to full weight. That snap back is the payoff. Don't fade it back slowly. Make the reset point obvious. Now step 6, make it musical, not just technical. We're going to shape the 8-bar switch up like a little conversation, call and response. Try this structure. Bars 9 to 11. Break forward, hat swing more, and simplify the kick pattern a bit. That keeps momentum but changes the pocket. Bars 13 to 15. Add ghost snares or extra percussion hits quietly, and groove those harder than everything else. Ghost hits are where swing really shines. Bar 16 is the transition bar. Treat it like a dedicated DJ moment. Remove the kick on beat 1 if you want a quick lift. Do your reverb throw on the snare. Do the filter sweep, and if you want, at a very quick tape stop vibe. Tape stop idea, simple. Automate pitch or transpose down on the break clip in the last half bar. Like 0 down to minus 12 semitones quickly. Then cut to silence for a tiny moment, like 1/16 to 1/8, right before bar 17 hits. Keep it tight. DNB transitions are fast. Now a quick coach note about automation lanes. Keep it to 2 automation lanes per track at first. Hats get 1 macro, feel. Break gets 1 macro, color. Drum group gets 1 macro, weight. Returns get 1 macro, moment. If you automate 10 things lightly, nothing reads as intentional. Also, know when to use clip envelopes versus arrangement automation. If the move belongs to the clip, like break transpose or clip gain dips, do it in the clip envelopes. If the move belongs to the section, like return send spikes or group filter cutoff, do it in arrangement automation. Now step 7. Lock the groove with quick mix checks. First, mono check your low end. Put utility on your bass and make sure the sub is mono, or at least reduce width down low by ear. Jungle with wide sub just turns to mush on Riedel systems. Second, make sure the break layer isn't bulleting your one-shot snare. Your snare should still announce 2 and 4. If the break is too pokey, turn it down, or high pass a bit more, or tame the transients. Optional beginner move, sidechain a compressor on the break from the snare. just a little dip when the snare hits, so the snare stays the anchor. Ratio 2:1. Fast attack, release around 50 to 120 milliseconds. Now, common mistakes to avoid as you listen back. Don't overswing the whole drum bus. That's how you make the backbeat stumble. Don't do switch up equals remove everything. In DNB you usually keep the roll. Reduce selectively, often the kick or the low end, but keep motion. Don't let reverb low mids build up. High pass your reverb returns, and keep automation moves fast enough. Half a bar to a bar for transitions is often perfect. If you want a darker, heavier flavor, here are two quick pro feeling tricks that are still beginner safe. 1. Darken by closing the top end, not by lowering volume. An auto filter low pass briefly down to 2 to 5k makes it feel like the lights went out. 2. Tension trick. Automate utility gain on the drum group down by 1 to 2 dB during the switch up, then back to 0 at the drop. Tiny move, huge perceived slam, because contrast. Now mini practice exercise to cement this. Build an 8-bar loop with one shot kick and snare, hats with groove, and a high-passed break layer. Duplicate it out to 32 bars and create an 8-bar switch up from bar 9 to 17. Automate exactly 4 parameters only: hat groove intensity or delay witness, break filter cutoff, one snare reverb throw, and drum group low cut up then snap back. Bounce a quick export and listen on headphones. Ask yourself, does the switch up feel like a new chapter by bar 2, without losing the roll? And does the drop feel bigger when it returns, even if the volume didn't change?